I was probably about 17, early 60s. And during this particular day, it was a very, very small group that had gone to McDonald's over on Bessemer Avenue here in Greensboro to picket. We were outside of the McDonald's and we were just walking back and forth very peacefully with our signs around our necks, singing our little songs very softly. And we wanted to be able to go into this McDonald's and sit down and eat. And suddenly a group of white hecklers who were on motorcycles drove up. And it was just as many hecklers as there were picketers. And I think that was the one time that I really feared for my life. Many other times, even when I had been arrested before, I didn't have that same fear because there were large groups and the police were always there. And so there was a certain sense of calm that I felt during other demonstrations. But this one, it was the neighborhood where we were picketing, which was very rebbish. And then suddenly to be approached by the motorcycle gangs, and we knew they were there to do harm. They were shouting obscenities. They were riding around very fast. So we did a lot of prayer. Word spread, and the football team from the A&T campus, they started towards McDonald's. We looked down and we saw all of these students, these big guys, marching quietly towards us. And once the hecklers saw them, they immediately dispersed. Want you to know I was roughly 19 when I attended the March on Washington. It was such a spirit of brotherhood, oneness. We all live black and white. Yeah. To fight for equal rights. Yeah. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on. There were blacks, there were whites. There were Jews, there were Gentiles, there were people who had come together to try to make a difference in these United States.
Let us begin quietly and orderly to move out, remembering that by your great numbers, you have forced a slow, dignified, and stately march. We'll see you at the Lincoln Memorial.
That day in Washington, I felt elated. I got inspired because this was a job that had to be done. And I wanted to make a difference in the lives of other people by becoming a teacher, inspiring young people to be all that they could be. Country is in trouble. The job situations, education, pulling back of teachers, cutting back of teachers, cutting back of supplies in the schools. So to all of the young people that may be listening, the battle now is yours. Look around at some of the little kids that are coming up who may not have a father or an uncle to help them or bring them through. And you try to make a difference in their lives.